Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This week, WBUR is airing a special series on Alzheimer's disease. We're calling it Fade to Darkness, the Age of Alzheimer's.
Ralph Hergert was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in May of 2009. He's still in the early stages, but the disease affects every aspect of his life. The former Baptist pastor is 64 and lives in Somerville with his wife, Leslie, who's 66.
We've been following Ralph and Leslie this week through a day in their life. Today, it's Ralph's visit to the Treble Clefs, a singing group in Newton for people suffering from Parkinson's disease.
You guys okay if I let you out on the curbside?
Oh, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
My mom would sing, you know, songs, back in the 40s and 50s. Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon, those kinds of things.
I think it's one of the strongest memories.
Yeah.
Music. And the lyrics that go with it, too.
It's much easier to keep something in your head if you can sing it, which is quite wonderful. I love singing. It's enormously gratifying to be able to make music.
We have a friend, Cynthia, who has Parkinson's disease, and she was part of the singing group, and two friends of ours from church who are in our choir, they told us about this group, and they said, we think Ralph could come. And we asked if it was okay for him to go, because he doesn't have Parkinson's, he has Alzheimer's. He started to go, and it's a really nice thing.
Okay, so we'll do a little warm-up.
I'm Nancy Mazonson, and I'm the director of the Parkinson's Family Support Program of Jewish Family and Children's Service. The reason we have Ralph joining us is that he accompanies a friend who has Parkinson's. And their friend Sue offered to transport both the friend with Parkinson's as well as Ralph. And so we welcomed him in, and he has a very lovely voice, and he's been a very positive influence on the group.
This whole thing here is about engaging people in a way that makes it possible for people to speak loudly. It's a big issue in this community, and it's hard.
Really, Ralph is able to participate at the level that many of the other folks in this group can participate. One of the consequences of Parkinson's can be changes in cognition. Our hope would be someday that there would be choral groups for people with Alzheimer's and for Parkinson's disease like this one, because these are the sorts of things that really contribute to making life worth living and singing about.
I see your face, the summer kisses.
He has a couple of friends who call him periodically, which is wonderful. I love those people. Like, I'll get a call from somebody and they'll say, how are things going? And I say, fine. And 2 days later, I could be like having a meltdown. And it might be over something big or it might be over nothing. One time recently, I was having a meltdown and I contacted Sue and she was available. And it was really wonderful for me to be able to call somebody and have them say, yeah, you know, come over. That made a difference to me.
Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song.
That's Ralph and Leslie Hergert. This week we're following the Hergerts through a day in their life with Alzheimer's disease.
Ralph and Leslie's story is produced by Radio Boston's Dan Mawsey, and it's part of WBUR's special series Fade to Darkness, The Age of Alzheimer's. There's much more on the website, on our website, on the series at WBUR.org.
Tomorrow, our series concludes with a look at Alzheimer's impact on caregivers. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Start to fall.